Hey everybody, this is your psychic Christine, and I want to talk about some red flags. If you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to commit, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Maybe if this isn't resonating with you, maybe you know someone who's going through something like this. And in some cases, it could be something else. Maybe there's some type of blockage or negative energy that's surrounding you in love and relationships. But you know, you can call me and we can work on whatever it is that you're going through and help fix the troubles. Make sure to call me 855-708-2768. And let us move on to the top 10 red flags if you're in a relationship with someone who has no intentions of committing. Number one, avoids discussions about the future. They dodge conversations about long-term plans or get uncomfortable when you bring up the topic. Number two, keeps distance from your social circle. They hesitate or refuse to integrate you in their social life or introduce you to important people in their lives. Number three, inconsistency in communication. They may go silent for extended periods or only reach out sporadically, which is showing a lack of consistent interest. Number four, fear of labels. They avoid using terms like boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, or may show discomfort with defining the relationship. Number five, reluctance to compromise. That's a big one. They seem unwilling to make sacrifices or compromise to accommodate your needs or the relationship's growth. Number six, maintains dating profiles. They continue to use dating apps or keep active profiles online, signaling they may not be fully committed to exclusivity. Number seven, resists meeting family. Always finding excuses to avoid meeting your family or introducing you to theirs, indicating a reluctance to integrate you into their lives fully. Number eight, lack of investment and planning. They show little interest in making plans together, whether short or long term, and prefer to keep things spontaneous or casual. Flirting. Number nine, flirting with other people. Or cheating. They engage in behaviors that undermine trust, such as flirting with others or cheating, indicating a lack of commitment to the relationship. So those are the top 10 red flags that you will see if you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to be in a committed relationship. Now, a lot of us tend to blame ourselves or beat ourselves up for doing something wrong in a relationship, or feel that we are the reason as to why things didn't work. In most cases, I have found that that isn't the case at all. Many of you are involved with people that just don't want to be in a committed relationship. It's not time for them yet. It could just be, you know, not your soulmate, not a twin flame. And confidence is a big one. So many people that I see and do readings for are experiencing a lot of like self-sabotage, second-guessing themselves all the time, and like I said, blaming themselves for things they're not responsible for. So if a lot of these episodes that I put up here on my podcast are resonating with you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, 855-708-2768. and we can have a 10-minute discussion where there's no charge, and just like a meeting of the minds, and we can discuss what's happening with you in your life right now and try to kind of clear away any of the confusion that's there. One of my specialties is dealing with people that are having struggle in their romantic life, in love and relationships. So don't hesitate to give me a call. I think self-love and prioritizing your feelings is so important. When you make yourself more of a priority, you will find that other people will start following suit. Please absorb what I've told you, and if there's anything I can do to help, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I would love to see some of your comments on this topic, and anyone that this is resonating with, go ahead and comment, and I'd love to check those out. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. The more subscribers I get, the sooner I can be able to do a live radio show where we're doing Q&A. So, looking forward to serving you. Namaste, everybody. Sending you lots of love and light.